Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Cause every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. When life gives you lemon, instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. When life gives you lemon, instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children, and don't complain. Whoa, remember your golden, your body's some sugar cane. When life gives you lemon, take lemonade.
I
would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I happen each day. If I can just get out of my own way. When life gives you lemon, instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, lemonade, so dumb. It's already been done, like, a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot, because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, and you're tuned in to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. The show is for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broke and happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your nickels on a dime? Your legs on a dime, sorry. Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answered yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. On my show, you get free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance, I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there'll be no discussion of religion or politics. If you're interested in being a co-host or a guest, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, everyone, again. And as you all know, we're almost, I think it's 8 or 7 days before Christmas. And a lot of people are going through some things like as usual when Christmas comes around, because Christmas is one of the most depressing holidays to come. And it's simply depressing because maybe someone has lost a loved one during this time, or lost a loved one that they, you know, spent Christmases with in the past, and now Christmas is here and their loved ones are no longer here, so they're depressed about that. They also may be depressed because they're not financially able to participate in all the festivities and activities that engage in this holiday, such as gift giving and party going and, you know, all the things that are set for this joyous, quote unquote, the year. I myself sometimes during this time of the year would get depressed because my mom is no longer here, my father's no longer here, and people that I love dearly are no longer here at this time of the year when it's supposed to be a festive time, a joyous time, and a happy time. But, you know, people are in those emotions about what Christmas used to be for them. It used to be a happy, joyous time when they were sharing it with the people they loved, and now these people are no longer here. So you just go through some challenges and some changes when the season is here. Now, I just lost my favorite cousin. I think she's been dead now for 2 years, and Christmas we would, well, basically every Sunday we would go to her house and she would cook dinner, and Annie and everybody could come in and get food. And when you went to my cousin's house for dinner, if you were a stranger, trust, when you left, you were definitely a friend. You were basically family when you left. And Christmas, spend Christmas with her, you know, cooking all the food and exchanging gifts and, you know, just having a wonderful time at my cousin's house. I miss that. So that was recently. My mom's been dead since 1995. And, you know, just listening to people that I love during this time of the year is a little bit challenging, but I am okay with it as far as it, you know, being Christmas, because, you know, I don't really, I'm not into Christmas like I used to be, just, we'll just say that. But, you know, like I said, I'm not as down and out like I used to be about it either, because it happens every year, and every year I try to prepare myself for it's coming, you know, but I will be glad when it's gone. I will say that, because a lot of people are depressed for different reasons. You know, a mother who has to get Christmas gifts for her children, she may not be financially able to do that, and that would cause depression. Or if a family can't have a decent dinner, a Christmas dinner, that can be depressing. You know, there's different reasons for people being depressed around this time of the year, and trust me, I know. But I'm going to share a little bit of information with the people who go through financial challenges during the Christmas holidays, because this is something that I used to practice when I was into gift giving and celebrating the holidays with my children and, you know, of the sort. I don't know if they still do this, but it used to be a bank that I was affiliated with where you could join a Christmas club. And I think you would join it sometime like maybe in right after Christmas, Well, either you would join it that October for the following year, Christmas, and you just put in any amount, $25, $50, or whatever week when you get paid, you put that money in. And then I think you get the money sometime in November or October, and you start your Christmas shopping then. So that's one way to sort of like not to be financially strapped, because some people wait till the last minute and, you know, wait till they get their final check, that one check before Christmas, and try to get all the gifts and food and all those other things for the festival. And it stresses you out, because one thing, you're not going to have enough money. You're going to get upset, and it's going to be a disaster. So I would suggest maybe you need to set aside $25 a week. If you know, if you have a job, set aside $25 or $50 or whatever you can afford to set aside each payday. Set that aside in a bank, and you know, don't even touch it until the following year. So right now is not maybe when you should start saving for next Christmas. And that will relieve a little bit of that financial burden that comes with people wait till the last minute to use their last paycheck of the month to get everything. Another thing, as far as when you want to have a festive dinner, make out a menu of the things that you're going to serve. Also make a budget for what you're going to buy. Because sometimes you can go and you get too much food, and if you don't have anywhere to store the food, you end up throwing it away. And it's okay to give it away too, but you just want to make sure that you have enough food. Don't overdo it, because I was told that my cousin, she had Thanksgiving dinner. She had bought so much food until she had to throw the turkey away because she couldn't store anything else in the refrigerator. So you don't want to, definitely don't want to have to throw food away, you know. But if you could make plates and maybe take them out and give them to the homeless, or, you know, give them to your guests when they leave. But, you know, always plan ahead. Make up a menu of what you're going to serve. And sometimes maybe you can get a count of people who are going to come, because if you inviting people to come, and if you get them to RSVP, or, you know, just make sure that the people say that they're coming, that they're coming. You can maybe allow for maybe 5 or 6 extra people, you know, in case it may be an overflow. Someone may want to bring someone, or, you know, someone's coming that you didn't expect. You know, so maybe make a little overflow of 5 or 6 extra people. Also, if you're going to be gift giving, make sure that you make a little budget of how much you're going to spend on a gift. And sometimes you can get some nice gifts from, sometimes they have tables that are discontinued items or things that have been discounted. I know that Sears is closing, so that would have been an excellent idea, because they have things in the store 40% off, 30% off. They may even have stuff that's 50% off if you want to do some real last-minute shopping. And they really have some nice items that are leaving the store because the store is closing. Or you may want to go to a flea market, or either a gift, and you can get some nice gifts, you know. And whatever you do, make sure that you have a budget for the gift that you're giving the people that you're giving these gifts to, because that can get expensive. And make sure it's something that you think that the person can use or might like. Also, if you re-gift, now, there's really nothing wrong with re-gifting, because if a person don't know that you're re-gifting, you know, I don't see a problem with that, because it may be something that somebody had given you that you never even opened or never used, and it may be something that the other person you know, may like or can use. So don't be afraid to re-gift, but don't re-gift with the person who gave you the gift. That would really be crazy. Yeah, so re-gifting is okay. Also, make a list of the people who you're going to give gifts to. Because if you think that you can give everybody, all your friends, all your relatives, all your brothers, all your sisters, and everybody's gifts, that is not going to work. Just make a list of the people that, you know, you want to give a gift to, people who you know will appreciate the gift, you know. And, you know, you don't have to give a person a gift and expect something back because it's coming from your heart. You know, so you just give people gifts who you really care about and, you know, people who you really love and people you feel that will really be appreciative of the gift that you give them. Also, shopping. Try to get your shopping in. Plan to do your Christmas shopping maybe about 6 months before Christmas so you won't get all caught up in the Christmas clog and gridlock and, you know, people getting angry and, you know, fussing and cussing and fighting and going crazy because they see something on a shelf and you're grabbing for it and they grab it from you. I had that to happen to me at one point when I had went to, I forgot what store this was, a store when I used to live in D.C., and it was something that was up on the shelf, and this lady that was, she was a little taller than me. She grabbed it. When I had my hand on it, she grabbed it out of my hand. And I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but I was reaching for that." "Well, you couldn't reach it." You know what? I wanted to mop the floor with this woman, but she was an elderly white lady. And I know I probably would have really hurt her if I had jumped on her at that particular time, but that really set a flame in me for her to snatch it out of my hand just because she could reach it better than what I could, but I did, you know, have my hand on it. And I thought that was very rude of her to snatch it, because if it was me, if I was the taller person and someone was trying to get it, I would have helped them get it off of the shelf opposed to snatching it out of their hand because I could reach it, you know. But it was during the Christmas holiday, and I guess she was trying to get whatever, you know, gift she could get or whatever, I don't know. And I really can't remember what it was that I was reaching for on that shelf, but she got it, and it was the last one. So you may run into that. So you have to, you know, that's why I would suggest, you know, if you go maybe like 6 months, just start your Christmas shopping 6 months, and you probably could get more anyway, opposed to waiting till the month of Christmas to go shopping, the day before Christmas to go shopping. You know, it's crazy, and I can't understand even why a person would want to be out on Christmas Eve shopping for anything, you know, when you have all this time. Even if you're working, you still can, after work, you know, you may be tired, but trust me, in the long run, it'll be worth it, opposed to waiting until the last minute, the day before Christmas. That's the worst day. I remember a girlfriend and myself, we had went on Christmas Eve. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. You think everybody would be sleeping in the bed when you go to the store, when the store is going to be open until midnight or whatever. No, they have the same thought that you have. And those stores be packed, you know. And it's dangerous as well because someone else is out there who is not trying to be joyous and happy and all that stuff on Christmas. Someone is out there looking to rob you and take what you got, what you worked for. So you also have to look out for those pitfalls as well. And people are just preying on people coming out of the stores. When you're not aware of your surroundings, you're putting your packages in your car, in the trunk, and you turn around, someone has a gun at your head, you know. So there's a lot of pitfalls and dangers opposed to shopping for Christmas Eve. close to Christmas, you know, because you hear a lot of things where women are getting robbed. Even, you know, they're even doing other things to people. Excuse me. But, you know, you always have to have your guards up and your wits about you in any situation. And not just Christmas, but I'm saying Christmas because this season is what's upon us, and this is when things are happening, you know. Someone's just watching you, standing outside the store watching you. You never know when a person is watching you and waiting for you, you know. So be careful when you come out those stores with all your bags in your hands, your pocketbook over your shoulder for someone to come and snatch it off. And, you know, then what you're left with? Nothing. You know, they have your keys in there and everything else. So, you know, be cautious and be careful and be alert when you're going to the mall or leaving the mall or wherever you go, you know, because there's danger out there. People are actually waiting to, because for whatever reason, you know, they feel that they should have it. And you got a lot of people out here that are drug addicts or just people that are just pure, downright evil. So, you know, you have to be very, very careful. And we all know that this is a time of the year where people, like I said, are supposed to be joyous, joyful, happy, caring, kind, and you know, just supposed to be a joyful time of the year. And you got people that are that way, the happy, joyful, caring, kind. But beware, brilliance, you know, people grinning and laughing, smiling and happy in your face all during the season. Right after Christmas, that's when you see the real person coming back. You know, and I think if you're going to be joyous and happy and all that kind of stuff with me only for Christmas, then I don't think we really need to be any type of friendship, because if you can't treat me the same way throughout the year, then what's the point? Because I've seen a lot of people, and I know a lot of people, when I used to work in a hospital, and you could see the people's change during the Christmas season. They so, how you doing? Merry Christmas. This and that. Right after Christmas, they won't even look at you. They will not even look your way. And see, that's something that I'm not a seasonal person when it comes to my feelings. If I like you, if I love you, it's 24/7. It's not just Christmas, you know, because people, like I said, people are happy, then you got your sad people. Well, 365 days a year, because Christmas comes once a year. And if I'm just going to be happy on Christmas, wow, what's going on with those other 364 days? That's like the Grinch, you know. And I can't be like that. I have to be. I'm a happy person. I love life. I love people. And I love the fact that God loves me unconditionally. I also love the fact that he allows me to see every day that I see, you know. I'm thankful for everything that God has done for me, you know, where some people just take it for granted that, oh, I woke up, you know, I woke up, my alarm clock gets me up every morning. Well, I beg to differ. Your alarm clock is just something that you used, but who really woke you up? You're so glad that you have a new house. You're so glad you have a new car. You're so glad you have a job. But where did all those things come from? You know, people are not grateful when it comes to wherever they got their goods from, their good things from. They just think, well, I worked 30 years and I got this and I got K. That goes back to the fact that you was allowed to work those 30 years because God gave you breath every morning that you woke up to go to work on those 30 years. Now, nobody knows when Jesus Christ was born, but if you're so grateful and so thankful about this and about that, be grateful and thankful that you do wake up on December 25th. The first thing that should come out of your mouth every morning when you wake up, thank you, God, for allowing me another day. But people just take it for granted. They show no gratitude when it comes to what God has done for each and every one of us. Because there's a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning. And I am truly grateful, thankful, and blessed that I did. You know, and I'm grateful for everything that God has done for me. And, you know, hopefully, if I do wake up on December 25th, I'm going to be happy about that. I'm happy every morning that I wake up. People forget the things that God do until they need him. You know, when things are going their way and they're happy and getting their Christmas together, they're so happy that their father is coming from out of town, their cousin's coming out of town. But who makes that happen? God. So you have to give him the praise and the glory and the gratitude. You know, and people celebrate, some people celebrate for all the wrong reasons. But, you know, like I said, we don't know when Jesus was born. But since they say it's December the 25th, we're supposed to be showing some type of gratitude. You know, be grateful when you get up that morning. Be grateful for whatever happens that day, you know, because you can wake up and it's going to be a lot of children that wake up to not even having food to eat Christmas Day, not even waking up to a single toy Christmas Day, you know. But they may show their gratitude in other ways, you know, because some children understand, you know, because some parents will tell their children the truth, you know, there's no Santa Claus, I'm Santa Claus, and I couldn't get this for you, I couldn't get that for you. That's just something that, you know, you need to consider too as a parent, because if you tell your child there's a Santa Claus and write him letters and do this and do that, then expect to do like Santa Claus do. And if you can't be a Santa Claus to them, don't tell them that there is a Santa Claus. Because I remember when my kids were young and I had indoctrinated that thought in their mind about a Santa Claus, then it got to the point where I couldn't give them the things that they wanted for Christmas. And I just had to let them know, I'm sorry, but there is no Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus and I'm doing the best that I can do, you know, getting you what I can. You know, and that's another reason why some of these parents get so depressed and go through emotional changes, because they tell their children, Santa Claus going to bring you this, and Santa Claus, what you want Santa Claus to bring you, Johnny? And Johnny give you this long, 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 long list. You say, okay. Johnny come downstairs Christmas morning, he don't even see half of the things he asked for. Children, you know, children become, get disappointed and hurt behind things like that. Because I can remember before I had found out that there wasn't a Santa Claus, my mom had my little baby brother. And this particular Christmas wasn't nothing under that tree but stuff for him. And I couldn't really understand that. you know, you just have to either, you know, you can share with your children the truth, or you can keep letting them believe it's a Santa Claus. But just be aware. You need to help them with their Christmas list and let them know that, hey, you can only get a certain amount of gifts. And if it's reasonably priced and you can afford it, then you can get it. But don't let your children sit down and write a list from here to eternity and you telling them, okay, I'm going to get this to Santa Claus. And Christmas morning, they don't see nothing under that tree of the stuff that they asked Santa Claus for. And then when they really find out that there isn't a Santa Claus, because me and a girlfriend have figured it out that there wasn't a Santa Claus. You know, just like I said, Christmas, it's been so commercialized over the years because it's really basically all about money. It's all about money. Either you got it or you don't. Now, they have programs where they have where they donate toys and things for children. And those are the less fortunate children. Those children, they appreciate what they get because they weren't used to getting anything. Now, especially if you're a single mother and you work a job for minimum wage, all you can do is barely pay your rent to keep a roof over you and your children's head, food on the table, clothes on their back, and then Christmas rolls around and you really can't do anything for them, then, you know, I suggest that, you know, you try to get to, because they have all these programs donating toys. When I lived in D.C., they had every year where they would have a toy drive where the children could come and pick out, I think they would let them pick out three or four toys, anything that they wanted, you know. So, you know, if you can get involved in something like that, that'll take the pressure off of you. That'll take the, keep you from feeling inadequate when it comes to Christmas and giving to your children. Because I know all parents want to see their children happy at Christmas, but sometimes that's not always the case. Like I say, if you're a single parent struggling from paycheck to paycheck, there's no way that you can provide for your children at Christmas the way that you may want to, or the way give them the things that they may want. You know, so if there are programs about them, I'm quite sure you can find them. Because I've been seeing a lot of programs down here. I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and they do have them in D.C. And they also have places where they give out Christmas dinners. They give you a turkey, the dressing, you know, everything you may need. But also think about Christmas is only one day. It's only one day. You have 364 more days to go. Also have to think about that. Now, if you want to get your child one toy and let them know, well, you know, next year you better get what you wanted this year. You know, but this is all I can afford to get you for this year. Be happy. You know, so I'm just, you know, sharing a little bit of the experiences and things that I've been through for Christmas and, you know, things I've done, you know, with my kids for Christmas. But, you know, Christmas, it can be a very challenging time for people who are not financially able. And people who are financially able, they are really going out because I've even driven around and seen some of their houses that are so decorated up, lights everywhere. It's a house down here on, I forgot the name of the street, but it is so, I really have to get a picture. I hope I can get a picture of that house. it just looks, it's really amazing, all the lights. They even have these trees in the yard. I think they're wire trees, like Christmas tree lights everywhere. I mean, it's just something to see how these people have decorated their homes, their yards, and, you know, of such. And I guess, you know, because they can afford it, they can do that. But I don't have no Christmas decorations up because, number one, I don't want to have any up, and it's not necessary for me to have them up. You know, I live by myself, and I do enjoy seeing the Christmas lights on the different houses, apartment buildings, and, you know, of such, because they are beautiful. But those are the people who can afford it, because their electric bill is going to be, woo. I know it's going to be high, but, you know, they can afford it. And if that's what they want to do and how they want to decorate, then, you know, it's all good. I'm not mad at nobody for the way they celebrate Christmas, what they do at Christmas, you know, because what they do at Christmas is not going to affect how I do my Christmas, which is, you know, basically I, since I've been living down here, I be by myself at Christmas, and it's okay. You know, I have my sisters down here. We're going to have a few things going on at the church, and this weekend, one of the church members had a gathering at her house for widows, you know, women who have lost their husbands. And it was really nice. We bought gifts and had exchanged gifts and won some door prizes, ate food, you know, just had a good time, you know. And we're going to have a, for New Year's, we're doing a, more or less like a talent type like thing. Expression night. We're having expression night. Yeah. Then Sunday coming, I think the last Sunday this month, we're going to have our, which is our fifth Sunday. And that's when we have a guest speaker at the church and they serve food. You know, it's really nice, you know, to have a church that is so warm and welcoming. And, you know, I was baptized March 26th at this church, the Church of Christ. And I just love everybody in that church. And my favorite sister is Ruby. Hey, Ruby, she's my favorite listener. She listens to all my shows, and I love her to death for that. So the rest of you guys on the switchboard, I don't know your, whose numbers they are, but I do appreciate you listening as well. And don't be afraid to call in, you know, with a question or comment. It doesn't always have to be me doing all the talking, you know. But I'm just glad you guys listen. And hopefully, you know, you're going to have a great holiday and, you know, be safe about it. Be careful and, you know, just have a good time. And, you know, think of other people, you know, the homeless people. You know, that's something that really touches my heart is homeless people. You know, people who live on the streets. Those homeless people, because I was once homeless myself, but not living on the street. And I know what it's like to be homeless and, you know, how people treat you, like even your family, your blood relatives, you know. Because when I was homeless, I went and stayed with my one of my sisters, my biological sisters, and it was like going from the frying pan into the fire. You know, and I know we cannot pick our family. I know that. but girlfriends. And since I've moved to Fayetteville, North Carolina, I have a wide selection of friends that I chose to be my family. So I'm still in the family. And I love my biological family as well, even though we're not on good terms or whatever. But, you know, I just have to still love them because God commands us to love one another. And I'm trying to do everything right, you know, even though, like, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but I'm certainly, you know, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be either. You know, the more I learn about God, the more I want to be close to Him. You know, so we're going to take a little break and probably come back and get ready to shut the show down because time goes by kind of fast when I'm doing a show. So like I said, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show at 109.9 Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hosted by Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. For questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And remember, if life gives you lemons, make a martini. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Sure you haven't got the wrong number. You sure it's me you want to talk to tonight. Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. When you went and left me there crying, your goodbye was even colder than I. It didn't bother you, I was crying. And now you want to break my heart twice. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. Guess you got back to my name. In your little black book, well, let me tell you what, I bet you forgot how I even look. So go ahead with all your sweet talking. Go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dime worth of talking. And then I'm gonna hang right up on you.
That was the late Aretha. May she continue to rest in peace. The title of that song is Running Out of Fools. So, you know, I just want to say for anybody who's been through something in a relationship and it's the season and you're lonely or depressed because of it, don't let it get you down. Just take it as a lesson. Move on. Keep it moving because, you know, just ask God to help you through that and help you to find the right mate for you because life is short. We don't have time to be having men to grade us, beat on us, disrespect us, to treat us like trash or garbage, you know. But always remember there's one man that will love you and does love you unconditionally forever and always and will do anything for you without looking for anything in return but respect and love. And that's God. So we're going to end the show a little bit different. I'm going to say things that I'm thankful for. And if you want to call in and say things that you're thankful for, you know, it's all good. But if you don't, I'm just going to say the things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I am a child of God. I'm thankful that He loves me unconditionally. I'm thankful that He's been there for me for every trial and tribulation that I have been through. I'm thankful that He will be there for every trial and tribulation that I go through. I'm thankful that I know Him. I'm thankful for the people He put in my life. I'm thankful for the people He took out of my life. I'm just grateful and thankful that for everything that has ever happened in my life, good or bad, well, that He has something to do with it. Because trust and believe, God can turn a bad situation into a good situation. And I've been in many a bad situations that He turned into good situations for me. So I am so grateful, so thankful that I know God. And I'm so grateful and so thankful that I am His child. With that being said, everybody have a safe holiday, prosperous New Year's. If you're drinking, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. I love talking to you, not about you. Love seeing you, not viewing you. And it's important. I mean, it's nice to be somebody important, but it's more important to be nice to somebody. I think I won't be back on the air until next year. So, like I said, everybody have a wonderful holiday. Be grateful. And thank God for everything that He's ever done for you and what He will do for you. Because He will do that. All you have to do is ask. Good night, everybody. See you guys next year. Good night, Ruby. Love you, darling. Oh, my sister's having a procedure tomorrow, so all the prayer warriors out there, please pray for her. Thank you. Good night.
You just listened to the number one radio station on the internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.